Madmire's Notebook for August 4th, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge 2016. So this is the first entry into the new Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Look forward to an interesting month. I'm not sure what I'm going to say. I've been making up stuff as I go along for the past, how many years has it been now? Just talking about whatever's on my mind on the day of when I decide to hit record. I figure from last few years, interesting thing to do with this Dog Days challenge is to start replying to everybody else's podcasts. And I've been backed up on Technorama questions. I know I've been meaning to answer and get some stuff out, but I kind of let it slide. So let's see, catch up on the ones that I've been missing out on. So the most recent question was, what was your first boombox? Now, I remember getting a present, a Christmas present from a friend of my dad when I was in high school. That was a boombox, and it included a CD player and a tape deck along with the radio. And I don't recall whether it had a microphone in, but I guess it did. It was kind of a big and expensive toy. And I do remember making tapes off of the CD player, recorded directly from the CD. That was a neat function for its time. And that one, I don't know if I still have it. Probably lost it a long time ago. But that was my first boombox, and I don't think I even bought a Walkman after that. And yeah, next, the audio device would have been one of the early iPods back in the 2000s. Next question is, what visionary tech would make your life better? The one I keep, or one that keeps coming to mind, I wish would appear one day was some kind of a quantum leap in battery technology, because I figure there's enough ways to generate power. The real challenge is in getting the cheap ways of generating power out to where it would be expensive to use. So the classic example is using solar power when you have all your solar collectors in the desert, and getting power generated from there out to the cities. And I remember there's this one technology from Heinlein's stories that made it through several of his books. It's called the Shipstone, which is just a very fancy battery. He never bothered to explain how it worked. It's just that it was very high density in the energy storage. And it was such a neat invention. It had enough power to power a starship through the stars. And it could also be used pretty much like any way, I'm guessing, based on what was prevalent at the time. If you had a mini nuclear reactor like you would see in a surface ship or a submarine, put it into a spaceship and call it a Shipstone, that would have been a neat trick. Probably where he took his inspiration from. But anyway, if we could get something like that, put it into practical and commercial use, that would change the game. Could eliminate the electrical grid, or at least the need for a reliable electrical grid, if you could bottle up your power and take it with you. Next question, what alien race would you like to be? That one's going to require a bit more thought. Maybe I'll save that for the next time. I know everyone, I think, well, the ones that the hosts were talking about on the show at the time are going from their whatever sci-fi series they loved. So I want to put more thought into it than that. Come back to that one later. Next one is, what board games do I play? Oddly enough, I don't really play too many board games. The only thing that comes even close to a board game is Words with Friends and Hanging with Friends. Those apps on my phone. And actually, Hanging with Friends is just a fancy way of playing Hangman. And Words with Friends, everyone remembers that. If anyone wants to start a game with me on either of those, my username is MadMarv. But Hanging with Friends, I've been playing a lot, and when it first came out, I wrote a couple of strategy guides and put it on Technorama's page. And I know for the next 1 to 2 years after that, I put up those posts, I started getting a lot of game requests from people I didn't know. It was to the point where I couldn't add any more new games, because apparently there is a limit to how many games you can have going on concurrently. But let's see, when did that come out? I want to say it was probably around 2000, 2009, 2010. And it was only within the last year and a half, that the game requests have kind of slowed down to the point where I can now start a game with another person and hanging with friends. So that was a neat game. Has a lot of replayability. I kind of like that game better than Hanging with Friends. The game mechanics of Hangman just seem to be a bit more interesting than Scrabble. But otherwise, I do play a fair number of card games. There's a ongoing game of trumps in my office that four or five of us play during the lunch hour break. And we have some fairly good players, and we have a... Well, it's mostly meant to be fun, but it's meant to... Well, at least I've been observing my coworkers in a new light just to see how well they analyze things and how far they can plan ahead and consider strategy. It's kind of revealing. You can tell how much you can tell a fair bit about how new people think when you put them into a game situation. Last question. Electric vehicles and an alternate future with electric vehicles. Oh yeah, this the actual question is, what do you think would have happened if electric vehicles took on and the internal combustion engine did not displace it? I know Chuck was mentioning something about how small-scale electric vehicles, how they could recharge, and triggered a memory of for me when what was I reading? This was back when the city of Honolulu was considering options for the rail transit system, which in a whole nother, maybe I could devote a whole nother episode on what a big mess that is, but I remember there are some late gauge transit systems where where the buses would draw power not from overhead lines, but from embedded contacts within the pavement. So if you had a train or a small train along the guide track and it was in contact with these power stations along the roadway, they could draw just enough power from that to get them to the next node along the line. So, and that way it was kind of similar to what Chuck was thinking of, how would this have changed the course of history if something like electric vehicles could have been done without the need of heavy batteries. So I just want to say that, yeah, the technology for that did come around. It just hasn't been commercialized, and it's kind of a niche application. But yeah, electric vehicles without big batteries is possible. Anyway, I think I've gone on for long enough. I guess I can save the general update for what I've been doing this past year for another episode. But until then, I'll talk to you tomorrow.